I greet you in that name that is above every other name, at the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He is Lord, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, whether you even know about it or not, Jesus Christ remains who He is. He is the one above it all, and in Him we live and move and have our being. How you doing out there? How goes it in your part of the world where God has stationed you and placed you at such a time as this to be His eyes, to be His ears, to be His ambassadors in the earth, to be the ones that speak the truth, to be the ones that are light in a very dark and twisted and turned world where people make choice and make decisions and then reap what they have sown. They choose, and even as the book of Proverbs says, a man's ways destroys his own life, and yet his heart rages against God. You know, when God gave us the scriptures and the rightly divided word, not the twisted way that people try to make scriptures fit their own desires and personal agendas. No, the rightly divided word where the Spirit of truth will lead and guide you into all truth. And when He teaches and shows you that word that was given to us is life. That word that was given to us is a direction setter for us. It is something that helps us to make good decisions and good choices while we're in the earth. You know, I've been, by God's design, over the years, I've had the chance to stop into many places that have crosses on their doors and call themselves churches, and I've heard so many times from pulpits just people being lied to and people being deceived and people being tricked, and you know, sermons that have gone forward that have been more for the purpose of controlling the masses and getting people to join a club to have groupthink than actually what God's intended purpose was, which is Jesus said, I came to set the captives free. So He came to set people free, but they don't want people free because freedom is bad for business. Freedom is bad for the collective consciousness that the world is trying to do. The children of God are set free, and we have one head, which is Christ Jesus. So when you are set free in Christ, now you receive as part of the body the message that comes from the head. So the head will send a message, just like in your own natural body. In your own natural body, you have your head, the brain, that will send messages to different parts of the body to do and respond for different things, for different functions, according to the expressed will and purpose of the head. So just as God has given us a living, natural example that you and I live in every day, even in your own body, you know how this works. So for the child of God, we live in connection with the head. And that's why, as John chapter 3 talks about us being like the wind, where we, that's, so is everyone born of the Spirit, as Jesus was explaining to Nicodemus, so are we, when that we go to and fro as the Spirit would lead and guide us. We are those that will follow the Lamb wherever He goes. We are led by His Spirit. Wherever His voice would lead us, that's where we go. And so that's why we are unpredictable to the world. That's why we experience the miraculous power of God in this life. That's why we may be like Abraham, who set out at 86, not knowing where he was going, is what the scripture says. But he knew the one that was calling him. He knew the one that was leading him. And he would put himself out there and put himself completely on the edge to see what God would do. And here's the thing. If God didn't show up, then Abraham would have been done. He wouldn't. That would have been it. That would have been it. That would have been over. And that's the thing. And you know what? God loves that. God loves it when His children put themselves out there according to His leading and guiding, not in your own natural thinking, but when His Spirit's leading. And you overcome to Him who overcomes, right? So you overcome all of that that programming of the world and all, because that still small voice within you that leads and guides you into all truth, and you know that that's Him leading you, and you have that mustard seed of faith, that little, just that remnant within you that's just like, you know what, I know this is real, I know this is Him, I know this is the voice of my Savior, so I've got to go, I've got to try, you know. And even like with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were talking before Nebuchadnezzar, and they said, you know what, even if God doesn't save us, just know this, O King, that we will never bow down to the statue that you've set up. We will never go in another direction from that which we know of what God has revealed unto us. So we may not get everything perfect in this life by any means, but here's some things that we do know, and we're going to stay true to those. There's parts of our soul that just, you know, that's it. It's done, because it's decided, because God has put that within us. And you've got to stay true to that, brothers and sisters. And when you go out and you put yourself on the edge, just like David did with Goliath, where at 16, he put himself on the battlefield against a man who was a warrior from his youth and was 9 feet tall, fully armed, you know, with the best armaments that they had during those days. You know, I mean, David was probably smaller than even that guy's armor bearer who was just carrying his weapons for him. And yet David went out there, and when there was smack talking going back and forth, and he said, and Goliath was telling David, yeah, come on over here. I'm just going to feed your flesh to the birds. I'm gonna just rip you apart. And what did David say back to you? You come at me with, you know, sword and shield, but I come at you in the name of the living God. You know, in the name of the God that you've put yourself up against. And you know, I would put that out there as a warning for those that would listen in and that are on the other side, because I know that those are part of the listening audience. The majority of you guys that listen in are brothers and sisters in Christ that are on that track, seeking the face of God, looking to Him, the author and the finisher of your faith, trusting Him, going forward with what His plan and purpose is for your lives. Yes, that is the vast majority of the people that are here, checking back regularly, and, you know, are going on this track, and we encourage you in your journey. But there are those that would also, that are sent here on assignment by the enemy to try to watch. And my caution to you is to know that, listen, this is not a game. And for you to play on that side, you first of all, You know, just like Goliath, he had everything that the world would say, if you're looking at that battle that's about to happen, that should be in his favor. He's coming up against a 16-year-old boy with a stick. He should just be able to cut him down. And yet, you know, for to not have the fear of God in you when you go up against that which is God's own is to walk into your own destruction. The very thing that Goliath was intended to destroy David with was used to cut his own head off. You know, it's the sword of Goliath was used to cut his own head off. And that is actually a biblical principle. Is there isn't a principle in there in that, you know, many, many times what happens is the very thing that the enemy is intending to use to destroy the saints of God is actually the very thing that's used to destroy himself. And the enemy reaps what he sows. So there is that principle, and you're going to be seeing that bore out in time to come, as there's going to be numerous flashpoints that take place in the earth. Right now, the place where we are as we are on this wave, and we've already been talking about it. So the wave is already going now. You know, we're on it. And, you know, this will go and build and continue to move forward for however long God intends for it to happen and to take place. You know, it may be weeks, it may be months, it may be years, it may be decades. I have no idea. All I know is that that's what we're in. And when you are in that, and I do that, I know that that's what we're in, and also that it's building. All right, those are two things. Now, on a personal level, I have always wanted to see life spared, and you know, people have the chance to live out their lives, and you know, for truth to go forward. These are just personal desires that I've always had. But you know what? God's got His own plan and purpose going on, and things are going to happen and to take place. The encouragement for the brother and sister in Christ is to keep your track with Christ, to allow Him to lead and guide your actions, your decisions, your choices while you're here. As things continue to escalate, to keep your eyes on Him. We've talked about this in recent audios. You know, when you take your eyes off of Christ, that's when you begin to sink. When you, just like Peter, when you are on the waters and everything's raging around you, and you know, the waters is, you know, a very good analogy for the type of what's going on in the world right now. And as everything's raging around you, you if you take your eyes off of Christ, you are going to be sinking into all of what is going on. And there's no life in any of the things that are going on around you. And a lot of those things are there as distractions. You need to keep your eyes on Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. You need to keep your eyes and your focus and your attention on Him in the middle of all that goes on in this world. Absolutely. Because things going on in this world, they're going to escalate. Scriptures have talked about men's hearts failing them when they see the things that are coming upon the world. So if you're putting your eyes on them and they're melting down, what do you think is going to happen to you? You know, if you're trying to get advice or direction from people that don't have a clue and never had a clue, but just because they have a platform, you think that there's something to be listened to. They're not. You need to hear the word that comes from Christ for yourself so that you can make good decisions, so that you can make good choices, so that you can stay on track, so that you can live free, so that you can accomplish the reason and the purpose that God has you in the earth at such a time as this. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, this is such an exciting time to be alive. This is such an exciting time. I can even feel in myself how the frequencies have gone up a notch. And, you know, even some things that, you know, might have crushed us a month ago are just, they just don't have quite that sting or that pull because things are changing. Transitions taking place. There's already some of this shift that's actually happening. Now you, my brother and sister in Christ, don't be discouraged by the things that are coming upon the world, but do pray. And pray because your prayers change things. Your prayers move things in a certain way. Your prayers can affect local, national, regional, just global events, and God will have you to pray because you are one of the very few places where things can actually happen and take place. In the realm of the spirit, things then move and transition into the natural. So as you pray, you are affecting things in the realm of the spirit, and those are born out in the natural world that we are in and around. Now the enemy is amping up his game in this time. And even as we discussed, you know, in the, I believe it was the last audio, where, you know, as the wave builds, it also pulls back. When a large wave builds, it pulls back that water and reveals what's underneath. And as things are being revealed and exposed, it's important to understand why they're being exposed. They're being exposed because of the transition taking place. But as things are being exposed, now you're getting to a spot where even things are happening so blatant and so in your face, but that's also part of it. That has to happen. These things must happen. These things must take place. These things must come to pass. So don't be discouraged by that. Just take note of it. And even as, you know, that wickedness is going to be out there in the open at this point and just going to be bore out more and more for what it is, just you need to put your shoulders back. I mean, it is ridiculous that the world tries to shame the person that speaks the truth, the follower of Jesus, that which is doing good in the earth, and the world will try to shame. Are you kidding me? So a bunch of raging demonic perverts running around, and they would try to ridicule the child of God that would actually do and leave a positive contribution in the earth and make things better for other people. You know what? Take it out to the nth degree. What if everybody was a raging, crazy pervert like you? You would all be done. It is the fact that the child of God has been in the earth that you have not been destroyed already. So show a little gratitude. You would have been dead a long time ago if the child of God did not survive. If the children of God were not maintained here. If the wheat and the tares did not grow. You know what? What do you do if you've got a field of all weeds? Any farmer, what would they do? They would torch the whole thing. There's no reason to have it there. They would just burn the whole thing down because there's nothing good coming out of that. They would torch the whole thing. Let that all settle, and then they would try again. The fact that the wheat and the tares grow together allows you a little bit more time, so show a little bit of gratitude. You should find a child of God this day and say, thank you so much for fighting the good fight and for not coming over to this side because you've given me a little bit more time so that I could repent. Thank them. Thank them so much that they've given you a little bit more time. Their existence in the earth because they fought the good fight and they've continued to run the race. You've had more time. But that time doesn't go on forever. So get your stuff together. You better bow before the King of Kings while you still have breath in your body. You better hope. Better hope that you've got another moment. But alas, a lot of them will not repent. And so, you know what? You know. There's no excuse. You know. You had that chance. You know. That it was offered there. And see, this is between you and the Father. This is not something ultimately between you. The child of God is here by God's good pleasure for His purposes. But this is between you and the Father. And you know for yourself. See, we for the children of God, we're here because God wants us to be here. And we also know that to live is Christ and to die is gain. From the moment that we check out of here, glory to God. We are excited for what is next. Because this world and this time and this life, there's so much limitation that's here in this life. Whether it be the physical bodies that we're in, or the paradigm mentally that we're allowed to experience, or just even the spiritual oppression, there's just governors and limitations all over ourselves and all around us. And we know that when this life is over, for the child of God that knows Him, that is engrafted into the vine and knows the Spirit of God, that we transition, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has ever conceived what is there waiting and in place for the child of God when we transition out of this thing. And we are birthed into that eternal state of being that God has already there for us. So we are excited. But we also know that it is just like when Paul was here hanging out for a little bit longer, that he's just like, look, it's more beneficial for you that I'm still here for a while. We know that. We know that it is helpful for the worlders and the world that the children of light continue on and to fight for a little bit longer, because we give that little bit more space, because there are going to be those that do repent, that do come on that track, that are your brothers and sisters, that are the remnants that need to still be brought in before that final number is done, and then that's it. So this is an incredible time, all right? So as we're in this time, you know, okay, different levels of things that you got to think about. In the realm of the spirit, in the realm of your mind, and in the realm of even the natural and your physical. All right, in the realm of the spirit, you know, your allegiance is with Christ. You're 100% love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, right? Okay, that's your first commandment. That is the place where all of who you are in the realm of the spirit is there, and it extends from that spiritual realm into everything else. But you've got to have that alignment there, and there is nothing within you that will compete for that spiritual alignment that is there. Now, from that, you bridge down into the other areas. And so when it comes to the mind, you realize that the battle is for your mind. And the enemy will try to access you spiritually through your mind. He's going to try to access you spiritually through your flesh. He's going to try to access you spiritually through any other way, because he wants to get you off of that first love. He wants to get you away from that truth. So you know that. You know that this is part of the game. This is part of the attack. This is part of the way. So in order to keep that mind on that right track, you've got to be mindful, be aware, know that this is the enemy is going to try to twist and turn your thoughts and do what he did to Eve in the garden. You know, did God really say? He's going to try to bring that doubt. And whatever it is, you got to keep those eyes on Christ and keep going back to the Father over and over with, and make sure that you are allowing, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You need that. Because in that place of having that mind that is fixed on Him, fixed on Christ, and that mind where the Word is going to be what is washing over your spirit and over your thinking, that's going to help keep you on track. That's going to help mitigate your thoughts. That's going to help you make decisions, brothers and sisters. You're going to need to make good decisions and good choices. I tell you what, these last few weeks, there's things that have come my way that are sometimes on a natural level would seem like a good thing, but the Spirit of God will quicken you. And if you just took it on the realm of the mind, you might make a decision and a choice that would actually be leading you down a wrong path spiritually. Because some things they might look good on the surface, but spiritually there is deception that's woven in there. And you've got to allow the Spirit of God to quicken you, to show you, so that you make a good decision. Because you want to stay on track. Now, brothers and sisters, you're on that wave, right? You're surfing that wave. You want to stay on that board. You want to stay on that board. You want to ride this thing out. And the enemy wants to knock you off. He wants you out of that. He doesn't want you to finish this ride. He doesn't want you to continue to go forward with that. And when the enemy sees and knows in the realm of the spirit that you're on it, he does not want you to finish that. So you need to know that. You need to know that the attack of the enemy is to take you off that board. It's to take you off that ride. He doesn't want you to complete this. So now, there's just going to be more and more and more and more and more offers that come from the enemy to try to take you in another way. Don't fall for those. Don't go those ways. You don't want that. You don't want that. What you want is you want truth. What you want is you want a fulfilled life. You want to complete the purpose for which God brought you in the earth. You want to be able to turn around and to be able to look and to be able to just say, you know what? You want to be able to say, like Jesus said, it is finished. You want to be able to have completed the purpose for which God brought you in the earth. You want Him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's where you want to be. You want to be there with Him. You don't, all the rest of this stuff doesn't matter. It's inconsequential. It's inconsequential. All the other things that are there and around you, they don't matter. They really don't. This is between you and the Father. You want to finish this thing out. You want to be able to, you know, it'd be great to go into your death with a smile on your face. To be able to leave this life with a smile on your face. I am excited, brothers and sisters. I'm excited because, you know, we're here. We're in the middle of it. We're in the middle of what God is doing. And there are so many things that are coming to a head and are going to continue to come to a head in this time. Now, be flexible as the Spirit of God. And this gets into the areas of the natural and your body and your physical being. Be flexible with what God is doing. Now, this is also, too, just a bit of an encouragement for you guys out there as well. health-wise and physical-wise. Now, the Spirit of God will quicken your mortal body, yes, and you're going to have life in you in a way that the worlders will never know and never understand, because the Spirit gives life. But also, God will quicken you, and it's going to be good. It's going to be to your best interest, I should say, to make a few shifts and changes when it comes to your physical body as well. And God will show you what those are and provide the understanding for what those are, so that you can even physically be in the maximum place, so that your body is as much of an asset as possible, so that you can, and here's the thing, this is not just purely on your own efforts, all right? So you don't have to be stressed like that or think of it like that, but just know that God will quicken you with a few things, and just while you're working in concert with Him, He's going to bless whatever efforts you make in that area, because you're also, in doing that, you are giving your body over as a living sacrifice unto Him, consecrated for Him, for His purposes. And in doing that, He's just going to bless it. So I would just encourage you, this is just between you and Him, whatever it may be. And for some of you guys, it may just be, how maybe you modify your diet and nutrition, or some of your patterns in your life, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. That's between you and Him. But I would just suggest that, because this is a good time to bring alignment in all areas, whether it be spiritually, mentally, physically, whatever, so that you can be in that place where everything can be at the maximum. You want to be, at the maximum as much as possible, and as much as in you as possible. But we also recognize that God's the one that does the work. So, just a small encouragement, for you guys out there. And whatever it is, listen, just take small steps, even in a particular area. Small steps will, as you just make adjustments, you'll be surprised how many things will adjust and become good and healthy and right patterns in your life. Just want to say also thank you guys there's been a number of you guys out there that have been writing in, just with more than anything, just encouragement to us these days. And, we've been reading those things that have been coming in, and, I know sometimes we don't get back to everybody, or we may not get back to people in a timely fashion, because there's a lot going on, but we do read stuff. And we just want to say thank you for those. Thank you for those encouragements. Thank you for those emails. Just bless you guys. It's just nice to hear from you guys. And just to know, that you're doing well and that you're on this track. And, that's just, it's just a blessing to our hearts as well. Because, our desire, our hope is that the abundant life that God intended for all of us would be fulfilled in each and every one of us. And we want to see God's best happen and materialize in everyone's life. We want to see, a transition in this world from dark to light, from the power of Satan unto God. We want to see the fulfillment of God's intention take place. And so in all of that, we're grateful, when we see that, God's intention is taking place within you. So, just want to tell you guys out there, thank you, and God bless you. So, in all of that, listen, be encouraged, you guys. Be encouraged. God is doing a work, and it's an incredible work. And like we said before a number of times, there's people that have all these scenarios built up, but just like in the time of Jesus, a lot of people had their thoughts and their thinking of the way that the Messiah should be, how He should show up, what He should do, all of that. And God came, showed up, did His thing, and left. And in the whole process of Him doing that, and then sent His Spirit, in the whole process, people missed it. They missed what God was doing because they had their own preconceived notions of what God should do and how He should do it. And don't be like that, brothers and sisters. Don't lock yourself into some fixed position where God should do this and be like this. No, just listen, turn it all over to Him and let the Spirit of God lead and guide you, and walk in the freedom that it is that Christ Jesus has set you free to enjoy and to have. Let things be what they are. Pray as God would quicken you to pray. React and respond how God would have you to react and respond. Be in that moment with the Spirit and trust Him and know that He that began that good work in you is carrying it on to completion, and He's leading and guiding you into all truth. And with that, let's pray. Brothers and sisters, let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, I just want to thank you for those that are listening in. I just pray, Lord God, I pray for them right now, for those that are discouraged and for those that are under a lot of different mental weights right now. I just pray, Father, you've even said in your word, Lord, to cast aside every weight and the sin that so easily entangles and to run the race that's set before us. And so, Father, I just pray that each and every one of them would just, that is struggling with things right now, that they would lay down whatever those weights are that are keeping them from running with that Spirit quickening them and the vigor that you would have for them. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, rather, that each and every one of them would experience and know the freedom for which you've set them free. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that each and every one of us, Father, would be encouraged by your Spirit, that would be quickened by your word. That, Lord, I pray for the empowering and for the release and the free flow of your Holy Spirit in and through each and every one of us. For those that are listening in that are sick in their bodies right now, I just pray for them even as they focus their heart and they look to you and they get their eyes on you right now. In Jesus' name, be healed. In Jesus' name, be healed. Complete and total healing just going over those that are sick in their body right now. In Jesus' name, be healed. Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray, Lord God, for a shield and a hedge of protection around your people. We just rebuke every attack of the devil that comes against each and every one of us from the enemies, and right now those fall to the ground. They are canceled. They are made null and void. They are of no effect. And instead, Lord God, every place where the enemy has tried to throw a curse, just like Balaam, we just pray that those things would turn into a blessing, Lord God. And we would just be blessed abundantly, overflowing, Lord God, with the blessing of God, because we are your people, called by your name in Jesus' name. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we pray your blessing on your children, on each and every one of us right now. And we go on, Lord God, in your plan and purpose in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys. We love you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. All right. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye. Oh, and one more thing. 20 on 20 is coming up. 20 on 20 is coming up. So 20th of the month is coming up really soon. And, you know, you guys, we're going to be praying for the end of human trafficking and modern day slavery. So remember, it's the 20th coming up. You can join us. You can pray with us. I'm pretty sure we'll probably be joining Zeph on his show there. And we might even do it live this time. I have to check. So anyways, with all of that, pray. And we've just seen how God has responded to the prayers of the saints in these times as we've just engaged how God would have us to engage. So your prayers are going to continue to impact and change and affect things. So pray. And we do these things as the Spirit of God leads us. So join us in prayer. And God bless you guys. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.